Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today FM. The Sunday Sit Down on Weekend Breakfast.
Yes, as keeping with tradition, actually, our Sunday sit down, the first weekend of the year, is with the lovely Keith Farmer Jones, who is judge of the Great Pottery Throwdown, and he joins me now. Keith, how are you?
Hi, good morning, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. So we are keeping with tradition now, Keith. I looked back on my notes, and this is the third year you've appeared on the show to talk about the Great Pottery Throwdown kickoff, which is tonight on Channel 4 at 7:45. And it's such a feel-good show, Keith, and it's such a family viewing and good viewing for January.
Yeah, no, honestly, I sometimes kind of have to kick myself to think that we're in Series 8. This is Series 8 now. We started, eight, 9 years ago now. And it's amazing. And it's just grown from strength to strength. And I think it's just one of those programs where, you know, all ages can watch it. And not only do all ages watch it, but they all sit around the telly together and watch it, which is marvellous. Brilliant.
It is. And Keith, I remember the first year I spoke to you, you were saying when the concept of the show came to you, everybody was a little bit concerned because we know that there's the Great British Bake Off, there's lots of competition shows online and on TV, but you were worried about the fact that would pottery itself be an attraction? It certainly has been.
Oh. I mean, God, yeah, pottery. I thought it would be like watching paint dry, for God's sake. honestly, because I know how long it takes to make a pot, and it usually takes around about 6 to 7 days to make one pot, because you have to allow for the thing to dry out, to cool down from a kiln, to go up in a kiln, you know, and logistically it's quite a hard task to actually film. So, you know, for the Pottery Throwdown, when they first start the main make on the first day of a new episode, we have to film that day and then have a few days off, because you can't fool physics. You know, you have to wait for the clay to dry out, you have to wait for the kiln to cool down. So yeah, logistically it's quite a feat of engineering, but with the power of editing, obviously, it makes for a good show, and it's brilliant. It's turned out really, really successful and popular. Yeah.
And Keith, so Siobhan McSweeney, who we adore, and we're actually going to see her on our screens in Ireland.
Siobhan's on.
And she's great. And you guys, like last year when we were talking, I know you were saying you built up such a rapport with yourself and Rich Miller, but this year Princess has joined you as well.
Yeah, so Rose sadly left us. She went on to Pastures New, and we've now got a new kiln technician, Princess, and she's proving to be really, really amazing, helpful. And you know, it's a big responsibility, because Princess is the only one, I don't know if people know this, but she's the only one that's really allowed to touch the potter's work other than the potter's. Even as judges, you know, when they're making the baking progress, we're not even allowed to touch the potter's work. And Siobhan certainly isn't allowed to touch the potter's work. So it's a big responsibility for Princess, but she's risen to the occasion tremendously. It's wonderful. Yeah,
she really has. So, Keith, how is it? I mean, how are the challenges set? Like, I'm assuming, obviously, because it's week by week and that a lot of thought is put into the process and challenging each of the contestants as they go on longer in the show. But just give us a bit of an insight into that.
Well, look, you know, really, we all sit in a room, we take loads of alcohol, and we just, you know, no, we draw things out of a hat. No, we... We do sit down. We've got a wonderful challenge producer, Josie, who liaises with a pottery expert, Kevin Millwood, up in Stoke-on-Trent, and they devise most of the challenges together. And then, you know, a good sort of 3 months before the show, 4 months before the show goes to filming, we all sit down together, Rich, myself, and the challenge producers, and we thrash through what would be good and what wouldn't be so good. You know, we have to consider, obviously, the judging criteria with each make, but also we have to consider how long it'll take to make said challenge. So yeah, we do have to sit down and really sort of go through them. And I have to say, you know, the challenge team, you know, really kick the ball out of the park every year. And we've got some really lovely challenges this year that you know, not only are technically challenging, but also invoke so much emotion, dare I say.
Yeah.
Emotion and creativity within what they do. I mean, you know, this is the thing, Lovie. I could ask all your listeners to make the same thing, give them all the same design brief, and you know what? They'd all come up with something completely different.
That's because, the thing,
because
yeah.
of their own personal experiences, which is really wonderful, and obviously makes it very interesting as well. Yeah.
So, Keith, are there going to be tears? You're famous for being so wonderfully emotional and a really good example for people. But are there going to be tears this year?
Yeah, there's definitely some tears. Yeah, I know the production team have sort of big meetings on how much of the tears to leave in and which ones to leave out. Yeah, and you know I get phone calls or direct messages through my Instagram from students saying, you do realise there's a drinking game about your tears. You know, we started a drinking game about how many times you cry within an episode. So yeah, no, there is tears. You know, it's inevitable, really, because of what they make and what it means to them, and you know, you can't help but really feel for them when they tick all the boxes, when that kiln door opens and you see their wonderful work, and it's literally how they envisaged it. It's brilliant. It's a really wonderful feeling. Yeah.
And Keith, before I let you go as well, so of course, just a reminder, the Great Pottery Throwdown tonight, 7:45, Channel 4. What do you think it is about pottery specifically? Like, because you do require a lot of patience when you're getting involved in making a piece, but so many people are drawn to it. Do you think it is that whole like combination of mindfulness, you're not on a screen, and at the end of your big effort you've got something really wonderful to show for it that hopefully you have for years and years, because a lot of people are really into it?
Oh, it's the new black. It really is. You know, it really has taken off. And you know, without sounding too hippie about it, I think it's such an expressive material to work with. You can sort of, I mean, who knew that you could develop a three-dimensional object, an inanimate object, and put so much messaging of emotion, of experiences, past and present experiences, in clay. But you can, and I think that really draws people to the medium. I think people have really, really taken it to heart that they can not only work with this clay and be completely personal with it, but as you quite rightly say, at the end of it, they have something wonderful and permanent, that literally is permanent, that stays with them for the rest of their lives.
And or something
it's,
they
it's
can
a
gift.
Wonderful thing.
Yeah, something they can gift as well. Keith, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be watching it tonight. Keith Barmer-Jones, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and say hi to Siobhan. Thanks.
Yes,
bye.
Indeed, yeah.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.